This is Cody.
Hey, Cody, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, Jeremiah.
Good, good. I heard you were interested in getting some equipment there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, what? Tell me a little bit about what you're looking for.
We're an automotive body shop. We
Okay.
have one shop, 10,000 square feet. We've been open that we have been open a year. We
Okay.
just opened a second 16,000 square foot location that has been open for about a month and a half now. And everything in the first location is paid for besides two little compressors. Everything in shop number two, I am looking to build company credit with it this go around.
Okay.
The corporation that we'll be doing all the financing under is only 6 months old,
Okay.
but I have a year's worth of bank statements from the previous corporation up until this one. Gross revenue up to this point, 12 months is a little over $2.1 million.
Okay. So this is not your first rodeo here. You know exactly what to tell me.
Oh yes, sir. And
I'm like, okay,
I do this for a lot of I buy small pieces of companies all the time, so this is
well.
one of those things where I'm familiar with asking for money as a new startup.
Yeah, no,
It's
it's I'm like,
not
okay,
anything new to me.
yeah, I'm just like, well, I'd ask him this. Oh, well, he just told me that and that, and like, well, all right. So, all right.
Yeah,
Well, you're in pre. Go ahead.
there's three PGs
Okay.
on this. Myself and my wife, we own 30% of the company.
Okay.
The 70% stockholder, she currently does not have a personal tax refund done yet.
Okay.
But she holds 70% of the company.
Okay.
And she's currently working off of an extension because she used to own a personal daycare up until June of last year, the end of May, June, whenever she went into the body shop business with some people. And the rest is history.
Okay. Good. Let me see. I got that. Okay. And do you know what specifically equipment you're looking to get?
Yes, sir. I am needing, let me, I can give you the exact names.
Do you have an invoice?
Yes, sir. I have a quote. Correct.
Perfect.
I have
Quote would
equipment
work.
quotes from Beacon Equipment.
Okay. All right. Well, so basically what I mean, you pretty much are gonna you'll have everything that I'll need. What we need to do from you is just go ahead and get this application filled out with pretty much your signature and then your wife and who's the lady that owns the 70%? What's her name?
Yeah, Tiffany Fullerton.
Tiffany Fullerton. Okay, yeah, we'll just need her signature on there as well. And then once we get that info, if you could send me the quote, I can get you an answer shortly, right after that, and work on. How soon do you need to get into your shop by?
No, I mean, we've been open for a month and a half now, and so last week. Yeah. But
Understand.
realistically, though, I mean, as soon as possible. On the
Okay.
loans that y'all do on y'all's equipment leasing, is this a term lease or is it an annuitized lease?
We got both.
Yeah,
So
both. Okay.
yeah, we do all for equipment. We do both. We have many different types of programs. So basically, what's going to happen is first, what we like to do is check the credit. And with the startup, with it being a startup, it may eliminate some of the programs. But
Yeah, it's definitely going to whittle them down.
yeah. But once we narrow it down and what we can get you approved for, then we come back to you and just kind of give you your options and tell you. What you're approved for, and then you guys just kind of take it from there and like, yeah, you know what, we'll take this one with this term or whatever it may be.
Right, and you're not one of these companies that's going to try to ask me for any money up front, nothing like that. Because one thing I can make more of, I can make more money, but I can't make more time.
I
And one thing I
understand.
cannot stand, Jeremiah, is somebody wasting my time trying to take me to this prom to sleep with me like I'm the school slut when I ain't looking to put out if I don't need to.
Okay, well, I
You
understand
know,
that. Now that you put it that
that's
way,
just
I understand it.
And realistically on this, just from what you heard, Jeremiah, realistically without. Because I don't want my credit ran. I just pulled our credit report so I can shoot those in so that way you can have the people that look give me a close rough figure, something within a few percentage points, and then after that I can fund you with our Social Security numbers, let you run everything, and pull our real credit report and all of that. But,
okay.
You know, I don't want my credit pulled by anybody else anymore right now at the current moment.
Sure, I understand. So why don't we do this? I'll send you the applications. You don't have to fill out the social part yet. Get me the quote of what you're looking at, and then send me the reports that you have. I'll send it into my underwriters. I'll have them take a look, give me an idea of what we're looking at, and then I will come back and let you know. And then if it's something you want to move forward with, then we'll go ahead and we have to run it ourselves, basically.
I know y'all have to pull our credit in order for the underwriters to really sign off on it, but right now I'd just like a soft answer as far as what we'll be looking at, you know, if there's a way you could squeeze me in at 15%, or if you come back and tell me, hey man, realistically, the lowest they're going to want to go on this with your age is 22%, you know, space it out over 2-3 years, because y'all do 1-5 year loans.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to let you know right now, I don't want to take anything 5 at 20%. You know, I'm not that guy.
Okay.
You know, I'm the guy that if you ask me, hey, how do you want this deposit done, ACH or wire transfer, my answer is going to be which is the cheapest.
Okay.
If it saves 20 bucks.
20 Absolutely. Bucks. Okay. What are you looking for as term-wise? You just want, I mean,
I want to be at around 15%.
Okay.
And I'm looking for around 3 years. That's where I want to be at. I really want to be at 10.
Okay.
But I don't know. No. If you make that happen, shit, I'll fly to wherever you're at, and I'll buy everybody steak dinners. If you come back with 10% spaced out over 3 years, hell yeah, I'll come out there. I'll buy everybody steak dinners at the whole office. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of difficult, I'm not going to lie.
How long have y'all been doing this?
We've been in business now for almost 14 years.
14 years?
Yeah.
And y'all's specialty is automotive, or?
It's actually equipment financing, period. That's what we do. That's our bread and butter. So that's why I said we have so many different programs now, because we've been in the game for so long that we get programs that a lot of banks and lenders don't have. So... You kind of came to... How did you hear about us? How did you find out about us?
Y'all's SEO company must be doing something right.
Okay.
You know, y'all come up. Y'all are on the second page of Google pop-ups as far as automotive financing. I'm running down the list right now because now that I got the shop open, everything's breathing. You know, I got enough money in there. I'm operating fine.
Okay.
So now I'm looking. I just bought... I just spent like $95,000 on 2 paint booths and a mixing room, so that was my main fire that I had to put out. And now I am looking at going ahead and financing the rest of my equipment, you know, as far as my frame machine, my 2-post lift, my, the other knick-knack shit that we're going to need in order to become a direct repair shop for insurance companies.
Absolutely. Okay. Where are you guys based out of?
We're out of Texas. The office that I'm based out of Houston, but this company, this is one of my companies, and they're out of North Austin in Georgetown, fastest growing city in America.
Okay.
And then another little town called Hutto that's about 18 miles down the road.
Okay. All right, right on, man. Well, it seems like your business is doing well and you guys are growing, so it's always a good thing.
Yeah, because what I'm looking to do is I'm looking to get a horse in this race with me, because I'm about to do all this all over again in about 14 months. I'm already looking at dirt, building, and I'm getting that lined out. Once I get this one going, I'll have a history, because we'll still be a startup under 2 years old. But by then, if I borrow 50-100 grand from somebody, and when I go back to them and ask them for some more, I'm going to expect a lower rate, because at that point, they'll see, hey, they paid 12 months. 13 months, they've made all their payments on time, they're actually paying some of this stuff off earlier. With it being with you having both types of loans, especially if it's not a term, then we'll see about paying it off earlier, but at term notes,
right.
The most, I know at the end of the day, the most I've ever gotten out of a term discount, I was able to squeeze 10% out of somebody one time, but that's been the most I've ever been able to squeeze out of a term note type process. For a restaurant that I was in business with.
And restaurants are hard to get approved for.
Man, son, tell me about it, man. I'd rather beat my head against my brick wall outside.
I know, I'm helping.
The failure rate on them is so high.
So high. I know. I'm helping a couple restaurant startups right now, and it's just so difficult, man. And it's just, you know, like you said, they're banging their heads against the wall and trying to get approvals, and just nobody wants to lend to startups on restaurants. You know, it's just,
oh, well, you got plenty that want to lend at a factor rate of 1.39, you know, 1.32, you know,
right,
and they're like,
right.
Oh yeah, and by the way, that's over 9 months, and I'm like,
right.
Why did you waste my motherfucking time even calling me with that offer?
Right,
you know, I've cussed out more of y'all people than I've been nice to. I'll let you know it that way over the years, because I'm the guy people go to when they do this at their businesses. One, I outfit their companies with all their electronics. Is one of the companies I own. We'll outfit it with everything. And two, I come in and get to know the business owner, and I'm like, hey, man, I can help you out with this, this, and this. You know, shit, your success is my success. Give
Absolutely.
Me some more work, or hell, I'll take a slice of your company. Most
Absolutely.
Time I just take a slice of their company on the back end. I'm like the mafia. I'm just going to take this much, and then I'm going to let you operate for a little while, and then I'm going to come in and hit you over the head with my money fee. First, I want to make sure you can breathe, because if I, you know, once I invest my time in it, after that, yeah, I'm definitely taking a piece of your company.
Absolutely, especially if you're going to help it too, you know, and bring it back.
Oh, yeah.
To the top. So that makes sense.
That's the only way to do it. You know, people ask me what business I'm in. I'm in the money making business.
Hey,
at the end of the day,
that's what it's all about. You know what I mean?
I'm liable to be 60 owning a whorehouse in Thailand or something. You know, if it makes me enough money and the ROI is right, I'll do it.
That's what it's bottom line, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
bottom line.
That's my best friend. His corporation is named Bottom Line Restaurants, and
that's
that's how he looked at that bottom line.
Right, right. Makes sense. Hey, Cody, what's a good email for me to shoot you what I need in that app?
It is Cody, Cody,
C-O-D-Y,
at precisecollisioncenter.com.
Precisecollisioncenter.com. Okay, great. Do you have a pen and paper right there?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Go ahead and take my number down.
858-909-8867. That one rings directly to your desk there.
Directly to me, so you won't get anybody else. If you have any questions, you give me a call. But give me about 5-10 minutes. I'll put this together, what I need, and then you can send it to me. And then, like I said, I won't run anything. I'll just take a look. Probably get back to you tomorrow. When's a good time to give you a call?
Just any time tomorrow. Yeah, I wouldn't expect. I mean, even since you're on California time, I still wouldn't expect anything back today. Any time tomorrow. This damn phone stays attached to me like a bad STD. So don't get far away. Don't get far away from me without catching up to me.
I understand that. Okay. Well, I'll do that, Cody. I'll send it over, and if you don't get my email, call me back, and like if you're checking your emails in the next 10-15 minutes, just let me know.
Yeah, I'm actually glued to my desk right now doing the work that I hate the most. I would rather be in a vehicle actually doing real work, but yeah, this
right.
is that office shit that I'm stuck doing.
I'm here
glued to this desk with about to be a glass, 5:30, with a glass of whiskey, so I won't be getting
there. We go. It always makes it go smoother when you have that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right?
For sure. I wasn't an alcoholic until I started buying all these companies.
Yeah, well, you need something to take the edge off.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. I appreciate it, Jeremiah.
Absolutely, Cody. We'll be in touch. Real quick, Cody at precisecollisioncenter.com, right?
Precise. P-R-E-C-I-S-E.
Precise. Okay, I'm sorry.
Precise. Yeah, I still call it Precision also. and I own a third of the company. I'm still
precise.
Getting used to the name.
Got it. All right. You'll get in about 5 minutes from me, and then we'll be in touch, Cody.
Yes, sir. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks. Bye.